Tourette's is most well known for its tics.
Whether it's me going woo or barking or hitting myself or scratching myself.
Josh Hanegarney has Tourette's, and he described his symptoms on the Colin McEnroe show last summer.
It kind of feels like that urge to have a sneeze when it's at its worst, except when you let it out, you don't know exactly what it's going to look or sound like. And the urge, if it goes away, only goes away for a couple of seconds.
Tourette syndrome is rare. It affects about 1% of children worldwide, and while it's not life-threatening, it can be disabling, interfering with work and with home life. But Yale researchers say they're now looking at a gene which could change all that. It's called
histidine decarboxylase, or HDC.
Professor Chris Pittenger says the HDC gene produces histamine, which can influence overall brain function.
It's kind of like the volume knob, where one simple control can have profound effects over the whole machine, if you will.
Pittenger examined what happens when that knob gets flipped off and histamine stops flowing, and he says he's found a direct link between a lack of histamine production and the expression of Tourette's in humans and in mice. So what are the implications? Well, potentially pretty big. If histamine and Tourette's are linked, scientists may be able to use drugs to target specific histamine receptors in the brain, thereby quelling some of the tics associated with Tourette's. Such drugs are already being developed to treat things like schizophrenia and ADHD, and Pittenger says the next step is testing to see whether they can also be engineered to treat Tourette's. The results of the study were published in the journal Neuron. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.